Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the best of Game Time Decisions with Gabe Morency and Cam Stewart. Let's roll.
My boy's a mess. So Cam comes in here and within he had me in stitches as Cam comes in here and tells me how he congratulated his friend's mother on being pregnant, and his friend looks over like, she's not pregnant.
She's not pregnant.
Like, what do you do? Like, he looked over and shook his head like, what are you doing?
He wasn't even that mad, actually. He just shook his head. He goes, she's not pregnant. She's just fat. You know, some people got those, like, I have those paunches. Sometimes women get those little paunches, too.
How did you feel after this?
Very, very bad, Morency. I didn't. I wanted to avoid her for a really long time. So Cam, but the next time I ran, you know.
Cam walks in the door, and within a minute, he tells me, man, I said to my friend's mother, congratulations on a pregnancy. And she wasn't pregnant. She's just fat. I couldn't stop. And I told him, it's crazy. It's a true story. There was a chick at my show the other day. I don't remember what city it was. But, man, she was having a beer, and she was, like, smoking away, and she was just talking casually.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, man, I thought she was pregnant.
You saw the baby bump.
Yeah, but so I was actually, like, really, like, come on, man. You're really not smoking weed and drinking and going to punk rock shows while you're pregnant, are you? But I figured, well, it's none of my business. And maybe she's not pregnant. But then I couldn't stop staring at her. And then her boyfriend and her husband's giving me the eye because I kept looking at his chick. But I wasn't looking at the chick. I was just, like, trying to see. I was trying to figure out if it was a bump or it was just, you know.
Yeah, you're trying to suss out the situation. What's going on here?
I saw a lot of weird body shapes on tour, Cam. I'm not going to lie.
And you stare across from me every day.
I might have touched some of them, too, to be honest with you.
We've all done it. We've all been there, Morency.
Put it this way. I thought it was time for a Mark Grace slump buster.
Oh, slump buster.
Yeah, it was a Mark Grace slump buster time. my buddy says to me the next day, he's like, you know, how was the party last night? And I was like, yeah, you know, I said, man, I don't know. Kind of got pretty wasted at that house party after the show. So I didn't get back to my hotel at like 7 in the morning. And then he says to me, I didn't really know what he meant at first, but then I guess I knew what he meant because of the heavier set.
Yes.
The heavier set crowd that was around. He goes, well, I guess if you like something, there's nothing wrong with more of it.
Before I met my girlfriend, Morency, I was at Casino Niagara, same thing, and they have this little club. Actually, yeah, so we gambled at the casino, but they have it's like a Best Western Suites, but it's one of those, like, hotel bars where, like, you know, people go in for business trips with, like, a dance floor and stuff. It's like, basically, yeah, it's a singles joint to, like, get laid. Same thing. Like, I haven't had it in years, and I met this same type of thing, right? It's just, no, I'm not a smaller man, but... same thing. Took it back to the room. And then my buddy just came up to me. It was the worst. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning. I put on my leather coat, popped the collar. Was I up to snuff? He gave me in the next room. We all got to be there, buddy.
You can hear the springs from two blocks away. You can hear the springs.
That wasn't a Sleep Country mattress.
Yeah, you know, that was my deal too, man.
Ooh, yeah, my back.
Man, if you're with a smaller chick and she's moving around after the fact in bed, it's not a big deal. But I was like, man, this chick was moving it. Like, the whole bed was like, it was like a seesaw. You know? It's like, tell her, listen, you got to stop moving around so much. Like,
yeah, just chill out, baby. Chill out. Oh, man.
There was a lot of sweat, too.
Oh, yeah, that's it happens.
Yeah,
that hot, sweaty sex. Yeah, it's there.
So
maybe it busted the slump. We're on the Capitals last night.
Exactly. We'll get to that in a second. So Cam comes in here.
Oh, I still hurt.
Cam comes in here and
I don't know what's going on.
And it all started because we were looking at Morgan Freeman. And Morgan Freeman, listen, why don't you just, like, ruin the career of every man ever at this point?
Exactly.
Like, anybody that's ever acted or done a show or anything like that. See, I can't get caught in the Me Too movement. I've only really worked with dudes.
Actually, it's funny. We've worked with some ladies, but we've never been. We got our own problems. We're nice guys. Actually, the women are, hey, how you guys doing? That's one thing we're not going to get accused of. We got our own problems.
I'll be very honest with you. Under these new guidelines, I've definitely said inappropriate things.
Tough guidelines, though. You can't even. What did Morgan Freeman do? He put his hand on her back. Good work.
Who's
you doing?
Like, who was the actor? They smeared the guy's name. It turned out that he was doing a talk show. He was in the green room doing a talk show. He was in the makeup chair, and some actress that was on the show with him, she had her legs crossed, and I guess he looked over, and dear God, he got caught looking at her legs. Yeah. And she went on a big Twitter rampage about what a pig he is, and it was demeaning to her. It's like, man, he looked at your legs.
Exactly. Like, cut the man some slack. Yeah,
he didn't grab your breast in an elevator.
No groping.
Like, you know, he didn't follow you home. He looked at your leg. So now, and listen, I don't want to make light of this stuff, and I know I'm going to come across like a jerk, but I don't think we have one single woman listening to the show anyways. but
there's a few.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe a few. Maybe like I did by law of averages. Yeah. You're right. I don't know if there's any women listening to the show. Let us know if there's anybody listening to the show. Anybody, like if there's like one person, let us know.
Like, I'm sorry, Brett.
Yeah, like if there's one person, but yeah, we're watching. So yeah, Morgan Freeman, and they're like, this is what he did. It's on tape, and basically, there was a pregnant entertainment reporter who was interviewing him, and Michael Caine was there, the actor. And Michael Caine says, congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations and on the upcoming baby. Morgan Freeman looked at her and kind of sleazily said, I wish I was there. Inappropriate, yes.
Yes.
Old man creepiness, yes. Yeah. Ruin his career. And
over? No.
They're talking about an investigation. What do you mean an investigation? He's an old man that said, I wish I was there to a lady. Like, is that the standard now?
Exactly. Hey,
and we saw the other one.
No, the other one, he just said, are you single? Like, he liked the girl. She was, they were flirting with each other. Yeah. That was another flirtation.
Another one, a chick sat down in one of those, like, movie interviews, you know, when, you know, the actor's sitting there in front of a poster at a movie. And it was a chick comes in, and Morgan Freeman says to her, hey, kind of, you know, he got flirty right away. Yeah. Just said, hey, how you doing? And shut down. And he said to her, are you single? And she said, are you? And he said, yeah. He goes, I am, and I love it.
Like, exactly. You know, there was nothing wrong with that one. I didn't see nothing there.
Under these guidelines, like, man, I guess I'm Bill Cosby.
don't go there, buddy. Please, no.
I partied with Gigi Allen, this chick. She was telling me over the weekend on the tour. She's like, yeah, Gigi Allen's my uncle, and Merle Allen, and blah, blah. And he's like, they used to give me drugs when I was 13 years old, and I thought it was cool at the time, but now I realize it was kind of creepy. She's like, I can't say any other things. And I'm like, why is this chick telling me that? Well, I just met her.
That's not a good story.
No. It was kind of a come down too at 4 a.m.
Oh yeah, usually at 4 a.m. you need uplifting stories, not stories like that.
Yeah, but she was hot.
Yeah, so you're listening. Yeah. Ear to the ground, buddy.
So I don't know. Big, you know, news alert. Successful multimillionaire actor is a flirt with chicks.
Yeah. Like, thanks. Yeah, newsflash.
So, but what's the deal though? You're telling me that George Clooney never said anything suggestive to a woman, but whoa, he's good looking, so it's okay. Right? Like, that's what it comes down to. You're telling me that Brad Pitt never said anything to some chick? Like, oh, you're pretty hot, or like...
Yeah, we do it all the time.
Come on.
There have been times that I've working with females say, you look really nice. You know, like, what do you do? What's wrong with that?
We used to say it to Sarah Meehan, but in a respectful way.
Damn right we did.
She would walk in, and
say, "Hey, sir, you look
she
nice."
Would walk
yeah,
in.
Exactly.
I'd just say, "Holy crap!" Right? Is that? But I'd say it to her face,
yeah,
and I didn't say it immediately. She'd walk in. I'd say, "Holy crap, sir!"
Yeah,
I'd
yeah.
say, "Wow,
that's a good look."
I said, "Wow," and she just laughed. You know, she exactly
like
she,
those
you know,
leggings.
Yeah,
I'd looking be, good.
I tell her, "Whoa, yeah. those are really nice boots you got today."
They're very nice.
But you know, it wasn't in an overly creepy mode.
Say you look good.
But I guess today, maybe oh, now, yeah. if you got did an interview with Sarah Meehan,
yeah.
she'd say what a creep Gabriel Berenzi was. And this is coming from a girl who worked with John Gomeshi. I'd say, settle down, Sarah. You worked with one of the biggest perverts in the history of the entertainment industry.
Two girls we worked with that guy. Renee worked with him, too.
Hey, listen. Steve Coleus is a walking me too
hey,
hashtag.
Oh yeah, baby, come over here and give me my scripts.
Oh yeah, come on, man. We worked in the same building as that guy. Come on, we're friendly. We're friendly guys.
So I got the Morgan Freeman thing on when Cam walks in, and I'm getting worked up about the Freeman stuff. I'm like, man, really? Like, this is the new bar here for sexual harassment? That, oh, yeah, and he said to the girl, he goes, when I look at you, it makes me drool. Like, he's an old man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what do you, like, he didn't say, hey, show me your text. You know what I'm saying?
You make me drools. It's not, it's kind of, though, that one's a little bit, you make me drool? Yeah, it's not. I'm not going to say it's that level, but it's creeping up a bit.
I think it's romantic. This is where we miss Tony Sincotta because Tony.
I know Tony.
Tony
would be,
can
he'd
set
be
the
all,
bar. Yeah,
he'd
Tony
be all
set
over
the bar
this.
And let us know what's
exactly.
offensive, what's
that's
not offensive.
A great point, Moretz. That's
yeah,
a great.
We
point.
Miss you, Tony.
We do. We love you, Tony.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman.
Now, you said the best thing, though. The investigation.
What investigation?
What? Just a couple clips. Like
investigation.
I know. Where's the investigation? I don't see any investigation.
And I guess once on a movie set, after a scene, he touched an actress's back.
Yeah, I know. Back touching. Come on.
He got old. Yeah, he got a little touchy-feely and creep. After the scene, hey, yeah. Good job. And he sort of massaged her. She said, I didn't ask to be massaged. So, so Cam comes in here. We're going to Morgan Freeman thing, and they show the interview, so we get worked up about that. Cam tells me about congratulating his friend's mother on being pregnant again. When she's not pregnant, she's just portly. And then moments before, oh, yeah, just to make things funnier, too, I said, you got to listen to this, Cam. And I was playing Cam Van Halen. But just David Lee Roth.
Oh, amazing.
Like from the studio.
Oh,
like there's
so
no
good.
So all you hear is David Lee Roth.
It's the best.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it was, it's hard. Like David Lee.
Yeah. Sound effects.
Like, might as well. Jump. Oh, yeah. Jump. Like, it's just so funny. We're cracking up. And I look up and I just hear Cam go, ah. And I sort of see him stumble into the bathroom. And he comes out, and he's bleeding like Abdullah the Butcher out of his mouth. And it's you're like dripping blood out of your mouth still. Like,
I know.
Like I said, try not to get it on my carpet.
I don't understand what's going on.
I laid a deposit down for
that's,
this place.
No, you said it. That's a lot of blood loss. And I'm dead serious.
So what did you do? You and
I bit my tongue.
A lot of us, like, I bite my tongue, and I'm like, man, I'm an idiot. How do I do that?
No, but I took a chunk out of it. Like, you know,
you didn't just bite your tongue. There is a piece. Dear God, I don't even like looking at it.
It's missing. I'm missing a part of my tongue.
It's like an inch gone.
I know. It kills.
There's like a 1-inch gap. Like,
Gabe,
that's got to be painful, bro.
I got blood in my mouth while we're doing this segment, and it's like gurgling. Why do you think I'm just plowing everything, every liquid I could find
I told Cam to find a spit cup for the blood.
I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be incredibly painful. Does it hurt when you talk?
I'm going to tell you a story, Gabe.
Like, does it hurt more when
you
talk?
Yeah, it kills. I'm going to tell you, though, one thing.
Dude, there's no...
I got a long tongue,
there's really,
and it's a real problem.
There's real no anesthetic you can really do
no,
for
No, what
this.
Am I going to do? Put.
You don't have, what about your bag? You always got a bunch of pills in there.
What's a pill going to do? I just got, I got a nugget out of my
killer?
Tongue. No, yeah, maybe I got some, I might have some Tylenols in there.
You know what you need to do?
Yeah.
I can carry it for a couple of minutes, too. Need to run up the street to the pharmacy and get that, like the dental, the frozen stuff.
Oh, a freezing in the tongue.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Orajel?
Yeah, but then you won't be able to talk.
That's the thing. Oh, the guy said, the Orajel got me through my brother's wedding. Remember that guy? He's up there. Boom, 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 boom. Orajel. Gabe, there's nothing I could do. I got a huge hole in my tongue. It's bleed. The thing is, it just keeps on. It's not stopping. It's
no, it really is. the right side of your mouth is all red.
I could touch my tongue and curl it under my chin. Like I got a Gene Simmons tongue without being Gene. See, like watch this.
Like Cam is missing. He's missing like
a penny size of my tongue.
Like on the side.
A dime.
On the side. No, it's not a dime. If it was a dime, you're
I'm dead.
We're calling 911 right
it's
now.
It's pretty big though. It's close.
You lost a piece of your tongue.
I did.
Where is it?
On the bus? It's in my stomach.
So what happened? You bit down on a piece of pizza on a bus? A streetcar?
I was walking to your
place. A train?
I was walking to your place. Yeah, I stopped off at Pizzaville, and I got a pizza, and I was watching the highlights of the baseball, and I bit, and I just realized it wasn't pizza. I went right into my tongue. And I go, uh-oh, and it just started bleeding and bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. So I start walking over, and I'm bending over by a tree.
You figure someone that's eating as much as you wouldn't have this problem.
I told you, I got a long tongue. It's like a serpent in there, man. It's a real nightmare.
The raging redhead, Cam Stewart, actually sitting a couple of feet away from me. What's going on, Cam?
What's happening, Moretzi? Nice that you're back. I'm actually really impressed. I thought I was going to see you when you come back from those Vegas trips where you do your like 5-minute power naps on the couch, but you're pretty vibrant. You got your voice. Surviving.
You know what I did, Cam, when I got off the plane last night?
What?
A 4-hour podcast. That's what we did.
Wow.
We went to the Apple store.
Yeah.
We got the MacBook Pro back.
Yeah.
And we got back in business. And I got to tell you, you're right. And I'm not going to lie to you. On Friday afternoon, I was hurting. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, that show on Friday was tough.
I could tell.
And I was like, oh, God, Cam's leaving. And I'm sitting alone. I'm sitting alone in a hotel room. I didn't even have a damn TV in that room. Like, I was hanging off for dear life on that internet. I'm talking like, you know, I had these, like, little cheap headphones on. I'm like, I'm just.
Got to hand it to you.
Oh, yeah. And we went hard on a Thursday night. And that was, like, sort of the ill day. I didn't eat well enough for the first couple of days. But then I settled in. I mean, and after a couple of days of partying and staying up 22 hours a night, you actually get pretty used to it. No, it's true.
Yeah, you can shake it off.
My voice is clearly a little like under the, you know, a little shot.
It's pretty amazing. I can still hear you.
Well, that's because I was playing in dives. You know, like we weren't playing.
Not the best sound checks?
No, we didn't have any sound checks. There were no sound checks.
I was looking at the video, though, man.
Kemp, I slept, Kemp. Whew. I slept in a punk rock venue with like mice and punkers on speed. It was like a punk rock boot camp for 3.5 days. Like Halifax, I lived sort of normal. Like, you know, HFX sports bar. And, you know, I went to Pizza.
Oh, nice. Man, got a slice?
It was just sort of normal living. But once, you know, we hit the road with the band and stuff, things started to get pretty crazy. You know, like you would have enjoyed yourself, actually. But, just, you know, it was very extreme. Yet, you know, the amazing thing is, listen, like these were underground. We played basically a party on Friday in Halifax, not even really open to the public.
Yep.
It was like a party for like a bunch of nut job metalheads. They were crazy, man. Like, they're nuts. One kid like tried to hang himself on our stage during our show.
With the rope.
Yeah, we can't bring a rope on stage.
No.
I told our bassist after, too. Like, I told him, he goes, I thought he was joking. He goes, I brought a noose for bring back the rope. And I thought, whatever, man. He's not going to hang it up. There's nowhere to hang it. Except the place we played, there was these metal girders, and he hung it.
I saw it.
And I'm standing there, and I look over, and some kid gets on the stage and hangs himself.
Oh, my God.
And he jumps off the stage, for real. He thought it was funny. He starts laughing. Yeah. These chicks are like moshing around. There's a mini video. You saw those freaks.
Oh, I did.
They're moshing around. I thought they were fighting. Then they're making out. Then they're like spitting on each other. I'm not exaggerating. Yeah, like, you ever seen the episode of, like, Quincy, the punk rock episode? I'm going back a ways, kid.
No, I haven't seen that
the
episode.
The TV show. Do you know the
I
show?
Quincy. The doctor. Quincy MD.
Quincy MD.
Great show. Yeah, I didn't see that episode, though.
The best episode is there's a punk rock episode. I was basically, like, living the Quincy. I realized that, too. I'm like, holy crap, man. Like, you know,
you look good in the video.
These people are, like, 18 years old, 19 years old and stuff. I'm like.
You were shredding. Like, and you look
I appreciate
good.
It. Yeah,
you
yeah.
look pretty good. You know, you
we handled our business.
Yeah, you do. That's what happens when you're a professional. You go out on the road, you get it done.
Yeah, but it wasn't really my intention to really, like, sleep on the floor of punk rock bars at this stage of my life.
Did you get a sleeping bag?
War's blanket.
Star Wars blanket.
And not like a new Star Wars blanket.
No, like the original
set. Yeah, it was
set.
From the 70s.
Yeah, exactly.
It was all like faded out and stuff like that. No. The guitarist of my band, of course, stole the sleeping bag. I'm not a fan of sleeping bags anyways.
No, lots of bacteria in the sleeping bags. I think you did well with the sheet.
I'm kind of a weirdo. I don't really sleep. I don't like blankets and sheets.
No?
No.
So when you go to sleep, you don't have any sheets on your bed?
No.
I just have one thin one because I sweat a lot.
I will, like, next to me, because once I'm asleep, I'll invariably wake up and go, God, I'm cold.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? But, no, I'm kind of a psychotic person in a lot of ways. I have a lot of weird things I do.
That's good.
All right. So, we rocked hard, but I got to tell you, so we played dives. But, Cam, this isn't too bad from a monetary perspective. From a monetary perspective, yep. Made $1,500 in two nights.
Nice.
We got paid $1,100 for the Saturday night show and $400 for the Friday night show.
How come so much on for the one compared to the other? 11 to 4.
Because one of them, there was probably about 48 people at.
Oh, I see. And the other one
The other one, there was like 180 people at.
I see. It's the numbers.
Yeah, well, maybe if the people in Halifax didn't... the way that you could go, you had to... reserve your spot on Facebook. What the hell is that?
I don't know. How about buy the ticket?
How about you just tell people on Facebook, this is where the show is, right? Like it was reservation only. Cam, it was under a convenience store.
Really? That's amazing.
And they had like this bunker of like 15 rooms stacked with equipment and stuff like that. And it was over the top. It was a good experience. Good experience, but it's good to be back. Right now, get back into a gambling groove. It was pretty tough. Like, not a lot of great Wi-Fi and cell phone reception out there in the middle of New Brunswick, man. So, like I said, I didn't watch TV for like 4 days.
Wow. Craziness.
Literally. No TV. I didn't have a cell phone for 2 days.
Seriously? Wow, man. That's nuts for you. Like, you must have been thinking, that game's going off right now. What's going on here? That's craziness. It's almost like kicking a habit. That's 4 days is a long time.
Yeah, I didn't like know. Like I got back yesterday, and I was like, "All right, I'm back." I think Vegas and Winnipeg are playing tonight. Like I didn't even know what happened. I was out of the loop, but I wasn't fully out of the loop. Like I said, I did a show at a sports bar on Thursday night, but from Friday through Sunday afternoon, I was pretty much out of the loop. Like I was never online. You know, my cell phone worked for phone calls, but no internet. You know what I mean? Yep. So I could use my phone to call people and stuff, but I couldn't like
no scores, no lines, none of that.
No. But it was like I said, it was a fun punk rock boot camp for a couple of days. You know, we always say this, but I don't want to go on a trip for a little while.
Yeah, you've said that one before. Famous last words.
Yeah, so inevitably, you know what's going to happen now. I'm going to tell you tomorrow, okay, I'm going to Costa Rica in 6 days. Yeah. Buddy, something came up. I don't know. Like,
or your buddy in Homicide calls you, man, we got even more money in this gig. You know, let's go out to BC or something like that. You might go to the other part of the country. Who knows what what's going
to
happen.
We got asked to play there like July 6th or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you want to come back? We're like, listen. Yeah. No disrespect, right, but no.
July 6th is...
That's next month.
Tick, 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 tick.
Yeah.
If he paid for your airfare and everything, that would be cool. You got to keep all the money, but that's not in the cards.
Yeah, so it's good to be back in the studio, though. Game time decisions. Putting the whole new meaning into red heat and rage. Blood. It's raining blood falling from the lacerated sky. Add 1 teaspoon of salt or baking soda to a cup of warm water and use it to rinse your mouth out.
You got salt? You got baking soda? No, you got one thing, water. You don't have the other two. I don't even think you don't have table salt? No, not even to season anything? No?
There might be a couple. No, there's probably a couple of pockets
there's
of salt.
Be, there's got to be a couple bags of that stuff. Yeah, next break I'll try the trick. I don't think that would be fun, though, wouldn't it? Like, because there's a hole there. Wouldn't the salt go in it and make it hurt even more?
How do I get my tongue to stop bleeding?
Yes, that's good. Yes.
Before you try to stop the bleeding, wash your hands with soap and water.
I did that, yeah.
Put on medical gloves, if available.
You only got dish gloves.
Apply pressure to the wound.
It's impossible. How am I going to apply what, with my fingers? Like, come
have
on.
Have a person hold their hand down over the wound. He didn't get shot.
It feels like that way, though. It's deep.
Mouth wounds.
Yeah, mouth wounds hurt. They hurt a lot. Mouth wounds.
Sounds like a Triple X movie.
It sure does.
It says, call 911 if this happens.
Well, we're doing a show, so I'm going to have to deal with 911 later. 7 o'clock.
You got to get paid. There's no, as we stated.
Yeah, it's okay. We're independent contractors. I don't have a medical plan here.
Yesterday, I played it up on a positive for you. I said, yeah, you can pimp pizza because you're an independent contractor. Yeah. Now, today's,
now I'm not
negative.
No, I'm not leaving until 7 o'clock. That's just the way it's going to be.
Cam, no joke. I once chopped my finger off, basically, and people were like, dude, you got to go to the hospital. I said, yeah, I will later. And they're like, where are you going? I was like, to the radio studio. I did a show.
Same deal.
I did a show, Cam, with my finger sitting in a cup of ice. It was like a pool of blood.
It's bobbing, but your finger.
It was the same thing. The operator looked at me. He was like, what the hell is wrong with you? And I was like, what do you mean what's wrong with me? I said, it's fine. It'll be fine. I'm doing the show.
It's going to be all right.
Yeah, I thought I was going to pass out once, from the blood.
That's the only thing I'm worried about because I've drank a lot of it right
now. For the record, I didn't go to the hospital after the show either. I just went home and curled up in a ball.
You dealt with it.
God. I've been to hospitals enough time to know they can't help you.
I'm going to tell you a story. Same thing happened to me when I was up north. I was having a shower. It was actually funny. I was going to go see this band, too, and I slipped in the shower and smashed the steel thing in half. And, that's why I have that skull, scar in the middle of my eyes there. It's just all bone. Literally, Gabe, I was, lying in the shower, and blood was cascading down on me with, the Irish Spring, green and red. And I'm like, ah. And I just, same thing. They tell you don't go to sleep when you're concussed like that. But I did. And thank God I woke up. But it was a disaster.
Well, I think
slipping and cutting yourself in the shower is tough.
Of course, yesterday, you guys probably thought we're just joking and stuff, but everything that we say on this program is deadly freaking serious, all right? It might sound stupid, but it is stupid, but it's serious. And when I stated yesterday that I heard Cam scream and I saw him sort of wobble, we weren't joking, man. He was gargling blood throughout the whole show. But Cam's a trooper. He made it through the show. You know, I personally thought that maybe some salt and hot water and baking soda, all the remedies on the internet told him to do, would do the trick, but it didn't. His mouth wouldn't stop bleeding. He texted me this morning from the hospital, actually, and he said, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it in. My mouth won't stop bleeding, and they said that I've swallowed too much blood. So, you know, we'll check in with Cam. I'm going to fire off Cam a text, actually. He can't talk, so we're not going to get him to call in. Even though he probably should. I'll tell him to suck it up, man. Come on. It's only a few minutes. But he was drinking Diet Cokes and gargling blood yesterday. And I told him, I said, man, I don't know. I'm not sure, man. Those Diet Cokes are helping that, dude. And so it didn't stop. He evidently needs to get stitches in his tongue, which I really don't know how they're going to do that. So Cam's out. Parsons is in.
What's the deal, Gabe? What's going on with you, my man? Glad to be here filling in for the homie Cam Stewart. Wish Cam a speedy recovery. Anytime you bite down on your tongue like that, I can imagine that's pretty tough. But I'll take the hours. I'm glad to be here. I need it too, Gabe. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, you figure somebody that's eating as much as Cam wouldn't injure himself eating.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Feel like he would have that part mastered. Shout out to Cam, though. When Cardano texted me with that, I was like, wow, I kind of just grabbed my mouth. I caught the chills a little bit because I can imagine what that feel like. But listen, he hung in there and got through the show good. That's a better man than me.
We've all done it, Corey. Listen, man, I remember years ago on the radio, man. I'm so old. I was on the radio when Sammy Sosa was hitting home runs.
Nice.
And he missed games because he sneezed.
Oh.
He sneezed and he pulled something in his back. And I was like, man, that's the dumbest excuse I've ever heard in my life. I'm like, just, you know, what are you, hungover? Like, what? You're trying to miss a drug test? Like, I ripped the dude. Oh, he heard himself sneezing. And I swear, dude, like about 3-4 years ago, Corey, man, I got up once. I had to sneeze, man. I shredded my back, dude. Oh. Like, I was stuck in pain. Like, we're getting old, man. So, yeah. And the first thing I thought of, I was like, freaking Sammy Sosa wasn't lying.
Yeah, now you blew that joint out on the sneeze, and I guess maybe Sammy Sosa did too, but that dude is a weirdo. Now, you never know what the situation may have been with him. Now, you talk about the bite tongue, like you said. It happens to everybody from time to time. You're chomping down some chicken wings or something, having a good time, and bam, you hit your tongue. Now, what's the worst pain? The biting of the tongue or zipping your meat up in your zipper by accident?
Yeah, I've done it. As somebody, as you know, Corey, as somebody that indulges in, of course, purely legal recreational marijuana.
Yes.
I've actually been smoking naked before and had the embers fall down there.
Yeah, they almost caught a fire down there, Joey. Yeah, huh,
yeah. I've done it, man. Like, I've done it. I've had a lot of issues. So, yeah, and then Cam, and the worst part is, like, Cardano's got keen ears, you know? Yeah. So Cardano, like, you know, sort of says, back up, like, so where's the piece of the tongue? Because he really is missing, a chunk of his tongue. Like, not on the tip, but on the side. He showed me. I was like, holy crap. And Cardano, like, we said, what happened to the tongue? And he goes, I ate it. Like, he swallowed it with the pizza. He's like a cannibal. That's his new nickname. From now on, next time you talk to him, call him Cam the Cannibal.
Cannibal Cam. CCS, Cannibal Cam Stewart. It's like an MMA guy or something.
Yeah, if he ever went online, he'd be a good Twitter handle for him, if he actually ever.
So, listen to Game Time Decisions every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern.